Agricultural export sales showed mixed results across commodities during the week of July 10 to 16. Soybean exports of 298,700 metric tons fell 34% from the previous week and 27% from the four-week average. Whole cattle hide net sales for 2026 reached 321,300 pieces, up 10% from the previous week and 21% from the four-week average, led by China and South Korea. The analysis is designed to support strategic planning, market entry, portfolio prioritization, and risk management in the grain landscape in the United States. The model captures both cyclical and structural factors and reflects known policy and technology shifts in the United States. Yes, it highlights demand hotspots, trade routes, pricing trends, and competitive context. According to the Foreign Agricultural Service USDA summary of export transactions for the period ending July 16, 2026, U.S. agricultural export sales showed mixed results across commodities during the week of July 10 to 16. Net wheat sales for the 2026/2027 marketing year reached 290,000 metric tons, a 23% increase from the prior week but 14% below the four-week average. Mexico led purchases with 137,600 metric tons, followed by Taiwan and Vietnam. Actual wheat exports totaled 210,600 metric tons, down sharply from both the previous week and the four-week average, with Mexico as the top destination. Corn net sales for 2025/2026 were 332,700 metric tons, up 6% week over week but 44% below the four-week average. Mexico was the largest buyer, followed by Taiwan and Japan. For the 2026/2027 marketing year, corn net sales reached 701,500 metric tons, primarily to unknown destinations, Colombia and Japan. Corn exports of 1,786,400 metric tons rose 13% from the previous week and 6% from the four-week average, with Mexico, Japan, and South Korea as leading destinations. Soybean net sales for 2025/2026 totaled 56,400 metric tons, a 70% decline from the prior week and the four-week average. China was the primary buyer, followed by the Netherlands and Mexico. For 2026/2027, soybean net sales reached 1,537,200 metric tons, mainly to China and Mexico. Soybean exports of 298,700 metric tons fell 34% from the previous week and 27% from the four-week average. Soybean cake and meal net sales for 2025/2026 were 185,000 metric tons, up 5% from the prior week and 2% from the four-week average, led by South Korea and the Philippines. For 2026/2027, net sales totaled 406,100 metric tons, primarily to Guatemala and the Philippines. Exports of soybean cake and meal dropped 28% from the previous week and 49% from the four-week average. Soybean oil net sales for 2025/2026 were just 600 metric tons, mainly to Mexico. Exports of 1,100 metric tons increased 18% week over week but fell 25% from the four-week average. Upland cotton net sales for 2025/2026 totaled 51,300 running bales, up 49% from the prior week but down 12% from the four-week average. China, Vietnam, and India were the top buyers. Exports of 276,300 running bales rose 29% from the previous week and 15% from the four-week average. Pima cotton net sales for 2025/2026 were 3,200 running bales, with India as the main purchaser. Whole cattle hide net sales for 2026 reached 321,300 pieces, up 10% from the previous week and 21% from the four-week average, led by China and South Korea. Wet blue net sales totaled 144,000 pieces, with Vietnam as the primary buyer. Beef net sales for 2026 were 9,400 metric tons, up 18% week over week but down 32% from the four-week average. Pork net sales for 2026 reached 28,800 metric tons, a 33% increase from the prior week and 12% above the four-week average, with Mexico as the leading market. Barley net sales for 2026/2027 were 2,900 metric tons, All to Canada. Sorghum net sales for 2025/2026 totaled 5,700 metric tons, with China as the main buyer. Rice net sales for 2025/2026 were 7,300 metric tons, down sharply from the previous week and the four-week average, while rice net sales for 2026/2027 reached 85,700 metric tons, primarily to Iraq. Interactive table based on the store company's data set for this report. This report provides a comprehensive view of the grain industry in the United States, tracking demand, supply, and trade flows across the national value chain. It explains how demand across key channels and end-use segments shapes consumption patterns, while also mapping the role of input availability, production efficiency, and regulatory standards on supply. Beyond headline metrics, the study benchmarks prices, margins, and trade routes so you can see where value is created and how it moves between domestic suppliers and international partners. The analysis is designed to support strategic planning, market entry, portfolio prioritization, and risk management in the grain landscape in the United States. The report combines market sizing with trade intelligence and price analytics for the United States. It covers both historical performance and the forward outlook to 2035, allowing you to compare cycles, structural shifts, and policy impacts. This report provides a consistent view of market size, trade balance, prices, and per capita indicators for the United States. The profile highlights demand structure and trade position, enabling benchmarking against regional and global peers. The analysis is built on a multi-source framework that combines official statistics, trade records, company disclosures, and expert validation. Data are standardized, reconciled, and cross-checked to ensure consistency across time series. All data are normalized to a common product definition and mapped to a consistent set of codes. This ensures that comparisons across time are aligned and actionable. The forecast horizon extends to 2035 and is based on a structured model that links grain demand and supply to macroeconomic indicators, trade patterns, and sector-specific drivers. The model captures both cyclical and structural factors and reflects known policy and technology shifts in the United States. Each projection is built from national historical patterns and the broader regional context, allowing the report to show where growth is concentrated and where risks are elevated. Prices are analyzed in detail, including export and import unit values, regional spreads, and changes in trade costs. The report highlights how seasonality, freight rates, exchange rates, and supply disruptions influence pricing and margins. Key producers, exporters, and distributors are profiled with a focus on their operational scale, geographic footprint, product mix, and market positioning. This helps identify competitive pressure points, partnership opportunities, and routes to differentiation. This report is designed for manufacturers, distributors, importers, wholesalers, investors, and advisors who need a clear, data-driven picture of grain dynamics in the United States. The market size aggregates consumption and trade data, presented in both value and volume terms. The projections combine historical trends with macroeconomic indicators, trade dynamics, and sector-specific drivers. Yes, it includes export and import unit values, regional spreads, and a pricing outlook to 2035. The report benchmarks market size, trade balance, prices, and per capita indicators for the United States. Yes, it highlights demand hotspots, trade routes, pricing trends, and competitive context.